KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Drake Relays begin tonight with the running of the Grand Blue Mile in the streets of Des Moines. Former Stanford All-American Sarah Hall will be out to win the event for a third straight year.
One of the things I love is just seeing all the people out there running, a lot of them like their first race in a while, just wanting to get back in shape, and this is kind of their first step towards that. And just seeing them all having fun, I think it's a great way to celebrate that together. And there's just a great crowd presence, too, because of all the finishers sticking around for the elite race and then other spectators. There's always great energy at the finish.
Well, the event pays $5,000 to win and $2,500 to any runner who sets a new record in the event. Two-time Olympian Shannon Roebury was asked if she'll be out to set a new mark.
For me especially, I have the 1,500 on Friday, so it's kind of one of those things. Do you want to push hard to on Tuesday and maybe be tired Friday, but you also don't want to pass up an opportunity to you know, make some good money? So, yeah, I'm hoping someone else will take it too, but, you know, I'm ready for a good race.
Miles Batty was a two-time NCAA champion at BYU, but says going out fast with the idea of setting a record might not be the best game plan.
One thing that I always keep in mind is you can't break the course record if you don't win. So even if you're not, if you're going for the record or not, like your number one focus has to be winning. Even if you become the, you know, the rabbit, the pace monkey early on, if you don't win, the pace is worthless.
The conditions could be a factor tonight as race time temperatures are expected to be in the low 40s.
I think it's going to be fine. I've had a couple of opportunities where, or on a couple of occasions, I guess I've ran in pretty cold weather. So you got to take it how it comes.
That's Olympic silver medalist Leo Manzano. Again, that Grand Blue Mile set for tonight. You know, if at first you don't succeed, just wipe the slobber off and try again. Just ask 4-year-old pup Huckleberry, who's been crowned this year's beautiful bulldog for the Drake Relays. Huckleberry competed for the title in 2010, only to walk away empty-pawed. Well, that changed Monday when he strutted down a blue runway at Drake University in Des Moines, dressed up in a beige suit as the main character from the movie Forrest Gump. He beat 46 other dogs to don the crown and cape and seemed unfazed by the attention as he later feasted on a dog-friendly cake. Huckleberry's owners say their pooch is a lover who spends all of his time playing with a miniature basketball. The contest, that's now in its 34th year, is held ahead of the annual Drake Relays track and field meet, which gets underway tonight. Well, the Los Angeles Clippers are headed to Memphis after they grabbed a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinals. Chris Paul hit a floater with just a tenth of a second left to give the Clippers a 93-91 win over the Grizzlies. Paul scored the last 8 Clippers points and finished with team highs of 24 points and 9 assists. Blake Griffin had 21 points and 8 rebounds for Los Angeles, which blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Marc Gasol's dunk tied the game at 91 with 13 seconds left before Paul allowed the Clippers to retain the home court advantage. Mike Conley had 28 points and 9 assists for Memphis. They'll host Game 3 on Thursday. The Chicago Bulls have evened their NBA first-round series at a game apiece by becoming the first road team to win this postseason. Luol Deng had 15 points and 10 rebounds as the Bulls beat the Nets 90-82 in Brooklyn. Carlos Boozer finished with 13 points and 12 boards for the Bulls, who saw a 14-point fourth-quarter lead trimmed to 80-76 with 4:12 remaining before holding the Nets to 2 baskets the rest of the way. Joakim Noah gutted his way through a foot injury to make 3 fourth-quarter baskets and finish with 11 points and 10 rebounds. Game 3 is set for Thursday night in Chicago. A Major League Baseball action yesterday, Yadier Molina drove in the go-ahead run in the 6th inning, backing Shelby Miller's strong start as the St. Louis Cardinals returned to the site of their Game 5 National League Division Series victory last season with a 3-2 win last night over the Washington Nationals. The other big hit for St. Louis was Alan Craig's 2-run double in the 3rd. Miller struck out 8 over 6 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs and 4 hits. All the Cardinals' runs came against Dan Heron, who gave up 3 runs in 6 hits over 5-plus innings. Edward Mujica pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning to pick up his second save. The Cardinals have alternated wins and losses over their last 9 games. Washington's now lost 7 of their last 10. Game 2 of that series set for tonight in the nation's capital. We'll have it for you live this evening here on KJAN. Cards of the Nationals were on the air at 5:10 with the pregame. 6:05 is the scheduled first pitch tonight. In other National League action yesterday, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 3-2. It was Cincinnati in 13 innings over Chicago 5-4. Milwaukee beat San Diego 7-1 and San Francisco downed Arizona 5-4. In the American League, Boston topping Oakland 9-6. Baltimore edged Toronto 2-1. Tampa Bay over New York 5-1. Cleveland beat Chicago 3-2. Seattle over Houston 7-1. Texas beat the Angels 7-6. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was the Iowa Cubs over Memphis 5-2. Omaha topping Nashville 12-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball today, Iowa and Omaha both have afternoon contests. The Storm Chasers are in Nashville while Iowa is at Memphis. Well, New York Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano is denying any involvement with a South Florida clinic that's under investigation by Major League Baseball. ESPN has reported that the spokeswoman for Cano's foundation is listed as having been a client of Biogenesis of America, LLC, a now-closed anti-aging clinic. The spokeswoman told ESPN she did not receive anything from the clinic and said Cano never did either. In other baseball news, Cleveland Indians right-hander Brett Myers is expected to miss about a month due to tendonitis and a mild ligament sprain in his right elbow. Myers pitched 5 innings of 3-hit ball against Houston on Friday and then said that he'd been dealing with a problem with the flexor tendon in his arm since spring training. Baltimore optioned right-hander Jake Arrieta to the minors one day after he walked 5 and hit a batter over 4-plus innings in a 7-4 loss to the Dodgers. Baltimore recalled right-hander Alex Burnett from Norfolk to fill out the weary bullpen. Toronto Blue Jays right-hander R.A. Dickey expects to make his scheduled start today against the Orioles despite being bothered by soreness in his neck and his back. The Oakland Athletics have bought outfielder Casper Wells from the Toronto Blue Jays. Wells went spring training with Seattle but didn't make the team. Wells, the Blue Jays, claimed him off of waivers April 10th, but he didn't play in a game before Wells was designated for assignment. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Winnipeg beating Buffalo 2-1. Detroit shut out Phoenix 4-0. Pittsburgh downed Ottawa 3-1. It was Anaheim blanking Edmonton 3-0. And Vancouver was a 3-1 winner over Chicago. And in NFL news, Darrelle Revis walked into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers weight room and received a round of applause from some of his new teammates. The 3-time All-Pro may have left the New York Jets feeling underappreciated, but he's a welcome addition to a defense that ranked last in the NFL last season and is expected to help transform the Bucs into a playoff team. And the well-paid Revis is confident that he's up to the task. Revis says that the Bucs are going to make a lot of noise. Don't worry about that. The star cornerback acquired from the Jets says he's going to do his best to play up to expectations that come with a new six-year, $96 million contract. And Scott Fujita, a Super Bowl-winning linebacker who was involved in the Saints' bounty scandal, has retired after signing a one-day contract with New Orleans. Fujita finished his career with the Cleveland Browns but was implicated and suspended for one game last season for his role in the Saints' bounty scandal. He was later essentially absolved by former commissioner Paul Tagliabue. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.